But it has been reported that Vance was initially, within this administration, a loud voice against this war, so there's some logic to him playing a part in trying to end it. Not to mention that if he wants to run for, say, the presidency in 2028, he'd probably like to be able to say he helped end a conflict that a lot of people disliked. But all of that said, Trump laid out a sort of classic vice presidential trap last week at an Easter breakfast. Here's what he had to say about peace negotiations.
So if it doesn't happen, I'm blaming J.D. Vance. If it does happen, I'm taking full credit.
You know, it sounds jokey, but Trump does love claiming a win, and he doesn't like taking responsibility for losses.
What is going to make it tough for Vance to get to a win here?
Well, he's trying to broker a permanent peace between parties that don't even agree on what the current ceasefire is. For example, a big goal is to make sure the Strait of Hormuz is open, but that strait doesn't appear to be fully open right now, even after the ceasefire. And where things stand there has been really unclear. Trump this week even floated the idea of the U.S. and Iran together charging fees for ships to pass through, though he didn't explain any further how that would work. And that said, though, yesterday on social media, Trump posted that Iran better not be, his words, charging tankers right now to pass through. But besides the strait, there's enriched uranium. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has said it's a red line that Iran turned that over. But that's after President Trump has waffled on that issue. Last week, he said in an interview that he doesn't even care about the uranium. And again here, Trump has floated the idea of cooperating. On social media this week, he suggested the U.S. and Iran dig up uranium together.